Compass, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Even after the arrest of a man accused of making threats against disaster response workers in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper says there's still a persistent and dangerous flow of misinformation regarding the federal hurricane response. And so,
I've directed the Department of Public Safety to coordinate law enforcement assistance for FEMA and other responders who need it to help ensure their safety and security so people can keep getting the help that they desperately need.
The presidential candidates continue to hit the swing states. Vice President Harris heading to Michigan today. Former President Trump will be in Georgia. Trump continues to lash out at Harris's medical report, which she released, and writing a new social media post, quote, "My report is perfect, no problems." That despite failing to release his own detailed medical records. Two pandas from China have been flown to the U.S. and they're going to take up residence in Washington's National Zoo. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign blitzed Wisconsin Monday. Tim Walz was in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
One or two people in every precinct in Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania will be the difference.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An effort to make the Imagination Center at Rheindahl Park a reality. You'll remember some local leaders came up with this idea to fill a gap in the city where there's no library and fewer services. It would replace the current shelter at Rheindahl Park. But funding has been uncertain at best, especially now that there's a $22 million referendum on the ballot for the city's operating budget. If that referendum fails, the project could be up in the air again. But Governor Tony Evers announced the Imagination Center will get more than $4 million through a grant funded by the U.S. Treasury Department. Advocates say this is a big step forward. Meanwhile, Walgreens is set to close a big portion of its pharmacies, 1,200 of them, over the next 3 years. Both Walgreens and CVS have been struggling with higher competition and lower prescription payments. There are at least 20 Walgreens stores across Dane County. No word yet on which locations will close. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Badgers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers preparing for another road trip, this time at Northwestern to face the Wildcats. Wide receiver Will Pauling, questionable despite not suffering a concussion against Rutgers. Luke Fickell says with 6 weeks into the season, he'll be paying more attention to players with injuries.
There's a balance to what you're doing, but you are starting to get to that middle of the second half of the season. This is a different league now, and you do have to be able to handle things a little bit different as you get to that mid-second half of the season.
NBA, the Bucks got their first win of the preseason with a 111-107 victory over the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and forward Taurean Prince got some playing time together. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They both have been fantastic. They're both very physical. And on the other end, they don't press. TP gets 5 shots or 10 shots or 1 shot. The demeanor is the exact same. You need players like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Crisp and cool today, with a north breeze whipping up to 20 miles per hour, keeping our highs in the low 50s. But a bright and beautiful day with mostly sunny skies as a high pressure slides in, swinging in cold temperatures, prompting a freeze warning as overnight lows fall to the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin native vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story and they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up and I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in windy downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, this Friday night, incumbent state senator, U.S. Senator rather, Tammy Baldwin will speak with Eric Hovde this coming Friday in a debate. Our coverage here in Civic Media starts at 6:50 with our Civic Media news and political teams. The debate starts at 7 o'clock. Afterwards, stay tuned for analysis immediately following the debate. So the debate between incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger California guy Eric Hovde this Friday. Our coverage here will start about 6:50. The debate itself starts at 7 p.m. Excited to have our next guest join us with Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Stephen Webb is here. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Stephen, tell us about Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. What is it that you do?
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Stephen Webb, and I am the Executive Director of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, based down here in Milwaukee, but I am everywhere in the state of Wisconsin. My background is through and through organizer. I'm a dad and just to really see myself as a champion, being an ally to women's rights.
Are you doing much door knocking, Stephen, when you're out and about across the state? I'm wondering what you're hearing from people, particularly women, as we are only 21 days away from the election.
Well, yeah, we're knocking doors. We're all over the state. We're having conversations with people at the doors, meeting them where they are. We know that women's rights and even more so abortion is a central issue in this election. And we know that women under 30 are most definitely engaged as they see these rights at stake and want to reassure that our freedoms are protected and even more so extended.
Well, one of the things, Stephen, we talk about too is, you know, we have a weekly segment with OBGYN, and one of the things we do discuss is the fact that the decision, the Dobbs decision, affects all of us as well too. And are you having conversations with men out there and explaining to them like this is not solely an issue for women, but one that affects everyone who is in this country?
Yeah, most definitely. That's one of the things, you know, as a man working in this movement, is being a representation of a man, being able to say men do have a spot at the table when it comes to women's rights, when it comes to equality, and more so showing up and being visible to be an agent of progressing that agenda.
Stephen Webb II is our guest. He is with Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. 21 days to go before the election. Stephen, I guess one of the things that is most disturbing about this is the amount of misinformation and disinformation and about miscarriage treatments and abortion care and DNCs. And I know that I have seen some Republicans say that women aren't going to, this isn't a big thing. It's all fine. As Donald Trump has said, it's back to the states now and it's a beautiful thing. We've seen a whole bunch of candidates scrub their websites from their previous positions, essentially in favor of a total national abortion ban. But yet, I think women aren't trusting that message. I think women actually know what's at stake, and men do too. But I'm delighted to hear that more and more men are realizing that it's important that you guys weigh in on this too.
Most definitely. A lot of times what I tell people is being a man in this movement, you have to realize that I have a mom, right? I have a sister. I have women in my life that I care about. And who am I as a man to sit by and let people that are not trusted, people that spread misinformation, be able to make decisions for the women in my life? And so that's why it is very, very most important for us as men to stand up and to exercise our due diligence with actionable things as far as like volunteering and voting and keeping our electeds accountable to doing the things that uplift our values and uplift the freedoms that we hold dear to us.
Well, I guess I don't understand why we want to place this decision-making among lawmakers who in many instances don't even seem to understand basic female biology. We have one Wisconsin lawmaker, who says that he's a veterinarian and therefore he knows all about how mammals reproduce and therefore he is the expert. We had one lawmaker who is not from Wisconsin, but who wanted to know why a woman couldn't just swallow a small camera to find out if she's pregnant. That's because your stomach and your uterus aren't connected. Hello.
Well, you know, the thing is that, like, you know, this is just more about, this is more than about abortion care. You know, they want to eliminate, you know, take away access to birth control. They want to end IVF. You know, they want to criminalize doctors for providing the care and also for patients for receiving it. That's why this election is the stakes are higher than ever. This election is going to decide, you know, who are the people, you know, up and down the ticket, you know, that are going to be reflective of our values, right? To be able to go and make sure that that our personal decisions are heard and that, you know, we pick people that that we trust.
And who have an understanding, I don't know, of basic biology. That would be, I don't expect them to be experts, but I also don't expect them to be making my medical decisions for me.
Exactly.
You know, we had, who is the podcaster, Calvin, who does Call Me Daddy?
Alex Cooper.
Alex Cooper. I saw a TikTok with Alex Cooper, and she was at an anti-abortion rally protest. And she asked this gentleman who believes in a complete and total abortion ban. And she said, well, what if the government mandated that young men, say at the age of 14, are required to get a vasectomy? And then once they are finally financially set enough to afford a child, they can have it reversed. He was mortified by that. You mean the government would mandate what men can do with their bodies? What are you talking about? Well, that's what we're talking about in this instance with women.
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's like one of like the first questions, you know, when I, you know, interact men, you know, you hear the piling of all the restrictions and barriers that women have when it comes to their reproductive health and rights. And then you ask a man, well, can you share with me any barriers for reproductive rights for men that are equivalent? And usually is, you know,
no
words. Yeah.
Yeah. because there are none.
No, there are none.
They would never dare do that.
Good heavens, can you imagine what would happen if we withdrew Viagra? Which does not, at least as far as I know, maybe I'm wrong. We're going to have Dr. Hanks on tomorrow. I can ask her about this. Birth control actually has uses beyond just preventing pregnancy.
Oh, yes.
Birth control is also for women who have very, very painful cramps and who have very irregular periods. From as far as I know, Viagra has one purpose. That's it. There are no other medical reasons for Viagra except for one thing.
Stephen, you brought up abortion access, but also contraception as well as IVF. One of the things we saw happening over the past 2 years is kind of a coalition of minds as far as, like, you know, you have people who strongly believe in access to contraception, IVF, as well as abortion. But once Dobbs came out and everything is sort of questionable with regard to after abortion care, as far as, you know, contraception and IVF, you see a lot of, and a lot of women who may have voted one way saying, no, this is more important for us than a party affiliate. And you saw it. And I always think about the fact that Kansas voted down an abortion ban. When Kansas says no, I feel like that means that the messaging, that means that we're seeing once again that a part of the population wants access to this healthcare. Is that what you're hearing when you talk to people, as far as, like, you know, I used to vote this way, but I saw Dobbs and now I can't anymore because I believe in these
freedoms? Yeah, most definitely. So I would say, you know, first of all, you know, we needed more than Roe, right? Roe was just like the floor. We needed more than Roe. But once Roe was overturned, it really mobilized our communities, right? It really mobilized them to go out and to take actions, which helped lead to the restoring of abortion here in Wisconsin, like last fall. So yeah, it is most definitely a thing where, you know, folks just was really, really engaged and really wanted to exhibit their power in this election. It's like, we're not going back. You know, we deserve more than this.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Webb II is our guest. He's with Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. In the time we have left, Stephen, we got about 2 minutes. How can other men who are listening get involved? What can they do? How can they put their feelings into action?
Yeah. So one, first I would say, the first thing men can do is start actively listening to the women in their lives. So I'll start there. Another way that men can get involved is become a volunteer. They can go and visit PPAWI and find an event in their neighborhoods, in their local communities. We have organizers that are working and connecting folks with opportunities. Remember to go vote November 5th. And remember that tomorrow's the last day to register online, and November 5th is election day. Thank you.
Stephen Webb from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin will put a link into our show notes so folks can find you. Thank you so very much for joining us. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in windy downtown Waukesha, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. If you're watching in the live stream, leave a comment there, too, on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. We were talking to Stephen Webb from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin and what he's hearing, knocking on doors and hearing from folks as we're just 21 days away from the election. This continues, at least for many women, to be a large election issue, as much as some might want it to go away. I don't know, girls, they thought we were just going to forget about it. You know, we're thinking about, I don't know,
handbags.
Mark from Prairie du Sac, thank you for your patience. Mark, what did you want to say?
I heard again this morning that J.D. Vance had proposed that women be given pregnancy tests before they could leave a state.
Great.
And have to, so what are they going to, for all the highways across various states, I grew up in far northern Wisconsin where Minnesota was just a hop skip across the one of the various bridges to get to, from Wisconsin into Minnesota. That it reminds me that back in the antebellum South, that slaves were required to have a pass, that gave them permission to travel.
Show us your papers.
Show us your papers. And so now what are they going to do? They're going to require women to take a pee test before they can cross into another state? I mean, it is just, it's just beyond comprehension that they're able to, because I can see them doing it. I can easily see that being woven into Project 2025 and that women of childbearing age, which includes girls as young as, 11 years old.
Sure.
I mean that, well, you have to, and we have to see you pee on this stick because otherwise you might have somebody else do it for you. So we're making sure you're not pregnant leaving the state, and that it is just,
it's dystopian. It's dystopian, Mark. It feels like this cannot possibly be real, but it is. This is real. And if you're not familiar with Project 2025, you can find it online. Google it. It is 900 pages long. But in Project 2025, the blueprint for the next Republican administration, no matter what Trump says, they eliminate the Department of Health and Human Services and rename it the Department of Life.
I don't know why you and Mark are getting so upset about this stuff. It's clear that this is all hyperbole, and the stuff he says is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The New York Times just did an interview with people who were at his economic conference in Detroit, where he did everything but talk about the economy, and essentially blew off all the things. Oh, he doesn't mean that.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't. That's not what he really means. Let me explain to you what he means. We shouldn't need an interpreter for a potential president of the United States.
We don't need a Trump whisperer.
No, we don't.
I don't want one. I don't want one nor need one. But yeah, it'll be the little things. It's not going to be January the 21st. Everything changes. It's going to be January 21st. It'll be one thing. Remember, for the first day in office, he said he'd be a dictator.
Well, right. And then he can issue a whole bunch of executive orders.
Oh, and a whole bunch of pardons, too?
Yes, that, too. All the hostages.
Traitors.
The January 6th hostages.
Jane, you mispronounced the word traitors.
You know who actually came out and said that last night when you played the clip before we went on the air? I almost fell out of my chair.
Right.
Karl Rove.
Yeah.
Karl Rove has announced that he is voting for the Harris-Walz ticket.
Did he say he's voting for them? I just heard him talking about how much he didn't like Trump. I didn't hear him say the words.
Let me double check. I'm okay. Pretty certain that Ham Rove, which is what Stephen Colbert used to call him, is going to vote for Kamala Harris.
Hot ham on Roves. Yeah, I don't understand. I've been asking the question for a while, and no one seems to be able to answer it. Why they think Donald Trump is a good choice for president. There is no economic policies. Anything he puts out there economically, economists, and not liberal Marxist socialist economists in caravans.
Actual economists.
Economists say that if his economic plans, which is basically just tariff anything.
And he doesn't even have a specific number.
No.
The other day he said 100%, 200%, 500%. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. They've said if he does that, we're going into a recession.
Yes.
And if you want examples of how good the economy is doing, and by the way,
the sky is falling.
I'm wrong right now. Tell me how I am wrong by saying the economy isn't great. Tell me the job numbers that I'm misreading, the stock numbers. Hey, Trump's numbers are even going up. His stock is at 30
Truth
bucks.
Truth Social is up.
The economy sucks, but my stock is going great. No, the stocks are up. The jobs are up. The
unemployment is down.
Unemployment is
inflation
down.
Inflation is down.
Job creation is up. And we're paying down the deficit.
Things are terrible.
Tell me how the economy sucks so much.
And I just want to clarify about Viagra. I said before, apparently erroneously, that Viagra only has one function. Aaron texting in, listening in Madison, Viagra does have a medical use for a rare heart condition. Fair enough. Calvin also said Viagra is occasionally prescribed to increase exercise capacity for people with high blood pressure, but it's sold under a different name. So I stand corrected.
I'm going to ask a question. I'm being totally serious right now. I just want to ask a question about Viagra. No, asking for a friend. If you are a man and you legit have to take whatever Viagra is called for increased exercise capacity, do they sell you another drug to combat its mainstay effect? So you can at least at least for the next 4 hours you can exercise.
I didn't know you could do curls with that.
That's comedy. What was that improvisational departure. There it is.
Improvisational
right there.
Departure.
Boom. We just made naughty jokes without being naughty.
News is coming up very, very shortly when we return the great trick or treat debate. And then we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing Fashion Edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast and global Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 94 Red Cross staff and volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Milton cleanup. The Red Cross says if you can't volunteer, the next best way to help is to donate money. You can learn more about ways to help on the Red Cross website. A recent poll finds Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that lead has dropped from March to September. Sarah Janes is with the Rural Democracy Initiative, which took the poll.
People want to make sure that they have the tools and opportunities to create a good life for themselves and their families, and that shows up in their support for childcare and health care.
Janes says the biggest concerns for rural voters are the economy, threats to democracy, and reproductive rights. The poll was taken in August and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's down to two. The search has now narrowed for the next president of Madison College. There were three candidates left, but one of them withdrew his application. That means it's between Mudassir Siddiqui from the Houston Community College System and Tia Robinson Cooper from Ivy Tech Community College. Jack Daniels III served in the role for more than a decade and retired this past May. The Board of Trustees expects to make a decision later this year. And all good things must come to an end. It's almost time for the sunburst chairs at the terrace to hibernate for the winter. Every spring and summer, more than 2,000 chairs and 400 tables grace the UW Memorial Union Terrace. This year, the season began on April 17th. But it's time. The UW Memorial Union announced they'll be put away in just a couple weeks on October 28th. So if you want to squeeze in one last visit, now's your chance. 1 million people visit the terrace every year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Crisp and cool today, with a north breeze whipping up to 20 miles per hour, keeping our highs in the low 50s. But a bright and beautiful day with mostly sunny skies as a high pressure slides in, swinging in cold temperatures, prompting a freeze warning as overnight lows fall to the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Good evening. Ha, ha, ha. I was walking in the lab, playing for dying when my eyes beheld.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach. resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail. Make a plan to check. Go to myvote.wy.gov, myvote.wy.gov, to make sure you're registered. You can take a look at your ballot. You can register to vote in Wisconsin online or by mail, but that deadline is tomorrow. So if you want to do that, make sure you get it done. You can still register to vote the day of.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be very busy. You might be waiting for a long time.
Yes.
So that's why we would encourage you to register ahead of time.
I have a really quick question. Well, first of all, something I saw some cool news with regard to early voting.
Oh.
Today, former President Jimmy Carter can vote.
That's wonderful.
Yes. He was hoping that he just celebrated 100 years. He was hoping they'd be able to cast a ballot. So today in Georgia, he can cast a ballot. Hopefully the shenanigans will allow him to do that. But still, that's a very wonderful to think about.
That is a wonderful thing to think about. Jimmy Carter, nobody else like him.
No.
All right, we're going to lighten things up a little bit for the last half hour of the show. Of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Fashion edition coming up at 11:51. But right now, we were talking about this before we got on the air. And I thought, this seems controversial and heated.
Well,
we need to bring it forth.
I feel like there are many layers to this, what we're about to talk about. And that discussion is about Halloween.
Trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
When should it happen? Should it happen on Halloween? That's the way we did it when I was a kid. Granted, that's a long time ago.
They had just invented Halloween like a year before.
We just got wheels.
Yeah.
But we used to trick-or-treat on Halloween. We would go out after dinner when it was dark.
Uh-huh.
And go trick-or-treating for a couple of hours, and then you go home.
Yeah, and when I was growing up, and when I worked in Racine, and for the first year I lived in Kenosha, it was whatever the Saturday or Sunday closest to Halloween was. Carve out, whether it's 4 to 7, which I disagree with. I think trick-or-treating should be at night when it's, you know, safe with an adult, but 4 to 7 or, you know, 5 to 8. But it's convenient for the parents. It's convenient for the kids. But now I live in Kenosha, and once again, we're doing trick-or-treating on Halloween from 4. You're looking at me like, yeah, duh.
What's the problem from having trick-or-treating from 4 to 7?
Because if you are a parent and you work until 5, you're not getting home till 5:30, and then your kid gets maybe an hour of trick-or-treating.
Which is plenty.
Well, you want to spend some time with it. I'm advocating on behalf of the... You're just like, eh. By the way, there's a bigger discussion to be made about this. It's not just the trick-or-treating folks, which, by the way, we want to know about your thoughts on trick-or-treating.
When should they be trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
On the day of? On the 31st? Should it be the Sunday or Saturday before? Should it be up to the municipality? Because that's kind of the way it
is right now. That's what they do in Kenosha.
Every municipality decides when they're going to have it. We even have certain neighborhoods around us that do certain special nights.
Yeah.
When do you believe trick-or-treating should happen? 855-752-4842.
Or I'm going to take it bigger, because you busted out this response to me when I was talking. Because I'm like, I don't have children, but I think it should be convenient for the children and the parents. You know, if you don't want to participate, you don't have to participate in the trick-or-treating or the giving out of candy. But it's a parent-child generally activity.
Yeah.
Let's make it easier for them. You just blurted out, well, Halloween's stupid anyways. Jay Metinere hates Halloween.
Well, we could do a whole thing on traditions and why I think they're bad. That's for another time. Calvin, how do you feel about trick-or-treating? When should children be trick-or-treating? The day of or the weekend before?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, we had two trick-or-treats.
What?
Yeah, our whole, town, which is a small town, but the whole town did one. It was usually the Sunday closest to Halloween, but then that was like a noon to 4, I think, was like the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my subdivision, which is like, I don't know, 10, 12 blocks, thought that was dumb, trick-or-treating during the day. So we would do the Thursday night before Halloween. So whatever that was. Sometimes it actually was Halloween. But the Thursday night before Halloween, and that would be like, I don't know, 5 to 8:30 or something like that. And I kind of agree with Greg. Trick-or-treating needs to be at night.
It does need to be at night. But I like that. I like the idea of having a municipality putting it together, but they should get it right, Kenosha. But also having like a neighborhood thing where it could be like, you know, maybe it's more of a party less than like just straight trick-or-treat. I mean, before I moved out of Milwaukee, my neighborhood, people were partying. Parents were carrying white claws.
Yeah, that happens in my neighborhood too. Yeah. Good heavens, we have people who have bonfires in the front yard and really make it a thing. A texter on WAUK, day of Halloween, enough stuff splits the family already. Steve from Milwaukee, on Saturday evening, not on Halloween. And Steve from Milwaukee, nerds and Skittles are what you should be giving away.
Oh, good Disagree. No? Disagree with that, yeah.
Oh,
first
gosh.
Of all, whoever texted listening that said day of Halloween, you're wrong. Steve from Milwaukee, great answer. Love it. Love that answer. I'm with you. Nerds and Skittles, they're fine, but I'm a chocolate kind of gal. I like the chocolatey stuff. I want a Snickers. I want a, you know, a Twix.
Do you give out full-sized Snickers?
No, I do not.
The little minis?
Yeah, just some fun sizes. Now the funds, but see, because the economy is so bad, it's not even fun sizes anymore. They used to be the size of like 2 digits on your fingers. Now it's just like a pellet of chocolate. I mean, this is the kind of America you want from Joe Biden? Stop.
Galvin.
I really pretty much like everything. I like a mix. For giving it out, we usually get an assorted bag of chocolate, like Snickers, Twix, Kit Kat, that type of thing. But if I was trick-or-treating myself, I would want a variety of all different things.
Some sweet tarts.
Yeah.
A little chocolate. A few nerds. A few Skittles. Throw a Twix in there. You want to have a varied candy diet.
Correct.
If you're going to be going out for trick-or-treating.
If you're
going to
be throwing up later. No, I mean, I won't throw away a Skittles or a nerds, but I
but
just...
that's that, down on the
that's
hierarchy.
That can't, like, I don't know how you would, like, a chocolatey sweet is what I prefer versus candy sweet, if that makes
sense. The real sugary sweet.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, can I tell you a story?
Do I have a choice?
None whatsoever. The first year we moved into the house in 2022, actually, I want to say in 22, because now we can do that. We moved in, and we were brand new, and we came in just before Halloween. We were settled in September. I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get donuts for the adults. I'm going to get candy for the kids. And I'm going to make some totally non-alcoholic apple cider.
Nice.
And I did. I like made a homemade recipe. And it was, I put time and energy in this. And I opened up the garage. I put the apple cider out. I put the donuts out. I put the candy out. And then I realized, in that fell swoop, my neighborhood is not a trick-or-treating neighborhood, basically. I think I had, like, maybe in three hours, I had maybe 12 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cider.
And then adults kept on asking, oh, is there booze? I'm like, I didn't want to be the brand new guy handing you, you know, hard apple cider.
Let's
being like,
shots.
You guys want a party? You guys want to get in the tall grass on this one? So I want to do it again, but manage my expectations. But I'm not going to do it. I can't do it on Halloween because I won't be home. So that's another bummer. Is like, I would have more fun, and I would even put things and be like, hey, tell your friends, come on over.
You should lobby Kenosha. You should start a petition in Kenosha to change the trick-or-treating day and the hours so it's more accommodating.
You know what, Jane? You really push me towards the light of democracy. And
that's what I'm here
you
for.
You make me believe. You make me understand we have a better future in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and America.
When should trick-or-treating be held? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And from Chippewa Falls, listening here on WAUK, 5 to 7 p.m. After 8 o'clock is too late. The kids need to be home. It's plenty dark out from 5 to 7, and dark chocolate is the best.
Yeah, but you're not going to get a lot of dark chocolate. Like you may get like a Milky Way dark.
I don't think kids like dark chocolate.
No, they think it's
dark chocolate.
I love dark chocolate.
Listener on in Madison on WMDX, Skittles are terrible for your teeth. Choose chocolate.
Are you talking about I think they're talking about the consistency.
The sticky factor?
Yeah. And then Steve from Milwaukee says, we're talking about for the kids. Otherwise, for chocolate, Snickers, Kit Kats, Baby Ruth all the way.
Oh. You know, the other one I really love, too, that's a kind of a throwback, is the Mr. Good Bars.
Oh, my.
With the peanuts.
You mean, like, that will destroy your face. Mr. Good Bars. Aren't those? Oh, wait. No,
the little chocolate with the peanuts. In the yellow. It's a yellow.
I thought
the wrapper is yellow.
I thought it was. I'm thinking of the one that, like, it's, like, basically a hard piece of. Like,
oh, a taffy?
Almost. I thought that was the Mr. Good Bar where you're just like, you're going to bust a tooth.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't like those at all. I throw those directly out. I'm not going to eat them.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Also, I don't trick or treat, so.
855-752-4842. Trick or treating rules. When should kids go trick or treating? What are the best treats to have? And again, from Chippewa Falls, Butterfingers.
Oh,
that's another throwback. That was a pretty good candy bar.
That one is perfect in Halloween size. Yes, I can't at my age now. No, I can't do a whole Butterfinger, but you do a small little Butterfinger. You pop it in there. Oh, Mother Glory. Okay. Someone said that we might not be able to trick or treat at night because of Lisa French. I guess
I don't know what that means.
There was a horrible crime that happened to a tiny child, and that was the thing is when I was growing up, we trick or treated.
Did you scan candy?
Did I scan candy? Oh,
did you X-ray the? Did you go through the era of X-raying your candy?
We didn't X-ray candy because I don't live near an airport. But what we did was if it was in a baggie, out. Apples gone. Had to be sealed
right,
up.
Right.
But
right.
That was all a myth. That never happened. But what I'm reading, like looking at this thing here, there was a horrible thing that happened to a child during trick-or-treating.
Yes.
And that might be why we trick-or-treat during the day.
Excellent point. That's an excellent point. Again, it is still kind of up to the municipality when you trick-or-treat, daytime, nighttime, Sunday before, day of, all the hot topics.
Oh, nothing but the hottest news here.
Yeah.
PJ listening says, I'm in Neenah. Last year, one trick-or-treater showed up. I ended up eating an entire 98-piece bag of mini Hershey bars.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I hope you napped afterwards.
The last time I dressed up as a witch.
Yeah.
Went all out, did the things.
Yeah, see?
One kid.
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
I ate Snickers for a month.
I think I took the bags to work and said, you all eat this because I can't.
I can't eat anymore.
Are you going to do the candy this year or do you guys...
I'm not. We don't get any. We don't get any kids.
There are no kids. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a passing thing?
Maybe it's just our neighborhood.
Okay.
All right. When we return, this shouldn't be a thing. Fashion edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid, shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my tractor? It's now the Monster Mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, that's a part of the band. My Monster Mash is a hit in the land. For you, the living, this battle meant to. When you get to my door, tell them all they said.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Mark. What's on your mind?
Two
Brady got just seems so oily. I mean, he just is unctuous. I mean, he just greasy. It just
unctuous, oily, and greasy.
But I mean, unless you can condemn denial of the election, you've got no business being in office. For him not to say that he would have done what Mike Pence did should be just disqualifying, probably treason.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council. Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, tomorrow is the deadline to register to vote in Wisconsin if you want to vote online or by mail. Make sure you check your voter registration status. Be a voter. Everybody who's anybody is a voter.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm trying to be alluring.
Stop it.
I don't know that that's working. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you are registered. You can get a look at your ballot. There is going to be a constitutional amendment on the ballot. They want to change one word.
One word.
One word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. In my estimation, this just opens the doorway for them to narrow the definition of who the only U.S. citizens will be.
I feel like if they wanted to add a bunch of words, it's one thing, but the fact
it should make everyone sit up and go, why?
It should give you pause that they just want to change one singular word.
And we are not hearing the same kind of support coming from Robin Voss, WILL, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, about how great this is, why everyone should vote for it. I will be voting no. Yeah. I will be voting no.
I also will be voting yeah.
11:53, that means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. It can be from the world of politics. It can be from nature. Today, it is from the world of fashion. According to Reuters, U.S. consumers, three women from California, are suing French luxury house Hermès.
Because how you pronounce it?
Hermes.
All right.
It's very snooty.
I thought it was Hermes.
No, it's Hermes. Hermes. They claim that in order to buy a Birkin bag, which is a very, very famous handbag made by this company that can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, They claim that in order for them to be able to buy one of those overpriced handbags, the company is forcing them to spend thousands of dollars on other stuff before they're worthy of a Birkin bag.
So it's like a gauntlet of purchasing. You have to...
A gauntlet of buying expensive stuff. The lawsuit claims that Hermes only gives customers with sufficient purchase history a chance to buy a Birkin bag, which they're handmade. They can cost, like I said, hundreds of thousands of dollars. If you just do a Google search, they're everywhere from $25,000 to $300,000. That is the first thing that should not be. That a handbag will sell for $300,000. The other part of this that should not be is that these three women are suing because they don't want to have to buy the expensive stuff to buy the really expensive stuff. That's absurd.
So, like, I can spend $25,000 on a handbag, but I won't spend $25,000. I don't even know what else you have to buy. Do you buy shoes?
Do you? They make scarves. Remember, Dr. Bricks, whatever her name was, when Donald Trump said that we had to shine lights into our body, the one who was melting into the floor, she wore Hermes scarves. They're also very, very expensive.
Nothing says of the American people
like a $5,000 neck scarf. Calvin, any thoughts on this?
Well, I mean,
Calvin loves it. He wants one.
Well, these people clearly aren't in the demographic. I am unfortunately pretty aware of Birkin bags because of their hold on the rap industry. A lot of rappers rap about Birkin bags, and I think
they sing about handbags.
Well, they talk about like buying their girls Birkin bags, about having Birkin bags, because I mean it's a flex, so
it's a brag.
Yeah, it's literally just about the name and how much it costs. So if you're not in the position to, like, why do you need it?
Well, that's the first part. First of all, like, I shouldn't be able to pay off my house with what you paid for a handbag,
right?
Okay, there's point number one. And I also want to know what this process is. It like a Subway frequent flyer punch card? Like,
you have to buy up to $10,000 worth of stuff before you can shell out $25,000 on a purse.
And also, we live in that culture where if you are rich enough to do that, that's exactly what people love. They love being exclusive. They love being a part of something that other people aren't. So the fact that there are individuals suing Hermes for this, please.
Yeah, that's why that was today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Gavin, you had one more comment about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's this isn't a new thing. Like, car companies do this. I think you have to, like, buy so many Porsches before Porsche allows you to buy their, like, certain sports car and stuff. So I don't think this lawsuit's going to get thrown out.
That shouldn't be a thing either.
This is
that just should not be a thing.
This is not a monopoly. That was it was antitrust.
Oh, antitrust.
Yeah.
It's a purse. Please. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alva. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, more tickets to give away for Charlie Behrens appearing at Comedy on State.
And we'll be talking to Mike McCabe from Substack.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.